From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, December 24th. I'm Sarah Reif. The synthetic opioid fentanyl is a huge problem in the U.S. right now, according to Sheriff Matt Kendall, who sees some of the social effects firsthand.
It is the biggest problem because fentanyl is extremely inexpensive to produce. The precursor chemicals for methamphetamine are so hard to get now. So now all of a sudden fentanyl is taking its place. Almost every counterfeit pill that is being seized in the United States now is fentanyl. We're finding fentanyl in methamphetamine. We're finding fentanyl in heroin. As a matter of fact, I believe that there's more fentanyl on the streets right now than heroin. This is going to be the new epidemic.
It's a scary substance. Earlier this month, the sheriff reported that a deputy at the jail had accidentally been exposed to the drug while cleaning a cell where an inmate had suffered a severe overdose from fentanyl that had somehow been smuggled in.
While he was cleaning it up, he suddenly begins feeling woozy, realizes, hey, I probably was somehow exposed to this. They immediately hit him with Narcan and take him down to the hospital to check him out.
And you said that the deputy in the jail who was accidentally exposed was wearing PPE. Was he wearing a mask or other additional PPE?
Mask, gloves, long sleeves.
The deputy was also wearing eyeglasses, but not protective goggles. Kendall says it's impossible to be exposed to fentanyl through the skin, but he thinks the deputy may have been affected by powder that got into a cut on his skin, into his eyes, or by inhaling it.
If you were to walk into a plume of fentanyl smoke, like let's say you were walked into some warehouse where it was like cloudy because there's so much fentanyl circulating in the air. I don't know what type of warehouse this would be on the planet, but let's just, you know, imagine this for a moment. Then sure, I suppose if you walked into a cloud of fentanyl dust in the air, you know, technically when you breathe it in, it would get into your system. But that's not what we're talking about here. You know, the way that fentanyl gets into your system is either by injection, by nose, not just from breathing the air around you, but from snorting it in a rectal fashion. I'm trying to think of it. Or, sure, it could be absorbed through the skin over the course of many, many hours. Now, remember, the way that most of us are familiar with fentanyl is in the form of a fentanyl patch, which is what's actually prescribed and used in medical settings, often for severe end-of-life pain.
Dr. Rachel Winograd is a clinical psychologist who works as an associate research professor at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, the Missouri Institute of Mental Health. Her work revolves around the role of opioids in what she and others in the field call the worsening poisoning crisis. She's especially concerned with effective, equitable treatments for addiction. In August of this year, she led a team that researched and published an article on misinformation about the risks of accidental fentanyl contact. Kendall says the substance that was found in the cell, including on the bedsheets, had preliminary tests done on it before it was shipped off to the California Department of Justice for a full analysis, which has not come back yet. Any toxicology tests that may have been performed on the deputy would be privileged medical information.
You'll notice that in all of the anecdotal reports and accounts of first responders falling ill to overdose from incidental fentanyl exposure, there are zero confirmatory reports of toxicology that matches the anecdote. It's not true. It's not what's happening. Something else might be happening, maybe more related to some panic or nerves, fear, anxiety of being in such close proximity to a lethal substance, but it's not an overdose.
In a 2017 position paper on incidental fentanyl exposure to first responders, the American College of Medical Toxicology and the American Academy of Clinical Toxicology agree that the risk of clinically significant exposure to emergency responders is extremely low. The paper goes on to say that while terrorists in Russia killed 125 people with a weaponized aerosolized carfentanil mixture in 2002, an unprotected individual exposed to the highest airborne concentration encountered by workers would require 200 minutes of such exposure to reach a dangerous dose. Absorption of liquid fentanyl does increase with broken skin. The paper cites a veterinarian who was quickly affected after being splashed in the eyes and mouth with a dart containing a mixture of carfentanil and xylazine, but says that facial contact with liquid or powder opioids is unlikely. Winograd's team has started incorporating accurate information about the hazards of incidental exposure, or lack thereof, into a law enforcement training program. She says lives could be on the line.
By the end of our training, we saw, pretty overwhelming results that we were able to bust this myth in the minds of those who attended our trainings. And the idea there, why that matters, is that first responders are really scared that they are going to overdose themselves or put themselves in harm's way when they go to save someone's life from an overdose, then that's going to deter them from doing it. Of course, they're only human. Or it will at least slow them down if they feel like they need to put on a bunch of protective equipment and gloves and face masks. And if you take an extra 2 minutes to don a bunch of extra PPE, that could cost someone their life.
We'll post links to Winograd's article, the position paper, and a video put out by the CDC and the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, sharing body cam video from a purported instance of police officers in Virginia being accidentally exposed to fentanyl. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.